National Grid reports that the number of people still without power in Jefferson County after the weekend ice storm is in the single digits. National Grid crews braved temperatures below zero to get the lights back on for most residents by Christmas morning. But residents of towns like Clayton tried to keep the right spirit even if they didn't have power for some of the holidays. On Christmas Eve, Darren Winnett and his wife prepared for the possibility of no power with a kerosene heater running and a propane stove to cook.
Refrigeration's not a problem because obviously we have ice everywhere. So we just chip it all off of the trees and we put it into a cooler.
Winnett says the storm had some positive effects. Without electronic distractions, family members actually talked to each other and the community banded together.
There's been a lot of telephone calls and people checking on us. It's been pretty nice. It's been heartwarming to see that neighbors do care.
The ice storm brought between 1 and 2 inches of ice in northern and western New York, with 50,000 total customers losing power.